E, I think, is probably the best way to say that.
1600 West E Street.
Very good. And then start and stop time.
10 a.m. will start and 2 p.m. pretty much any time.
10 or 10:30?
Oh, sorry, 10:30 a.m.
Okay, my thing said 10:30, so.
Great.
Just want to make sure you had it right. And then it's soup and pie, but do you know what flavors that you're talking about?
We have a turkey noodle, chili, and potato soup.
I love potato soup, especially with a little Tabasco.
Perfect.
So,
right.
And then pies.
There is various pies.
Yeah, there's a lot of different pies.
Pies.
A lot of different pies.
Who makes them? Are these like
they're
scout moms and grandmothers and stuff like that? Oh.
That means it's going to be the good stuff.
That's exactly right. I want potato soup and a pecan pie.
Perfect. They will be there.
Right.
Nobody beats mother and grandmother cooking, do they?
No.
We try. We don't succeed.
But we don't win.
We don't win.
Right.
So how long have you been in Scouts? I know I've watched you kind of go up through the Cub Scouts, and then now you're into Boy Scouts. So how long have you been in Scouting total?
I've been in Scouts 5 years.
5 years. And I see you already have 6 merit badges, Matt.
Yes.
Which ones are they? Which can you tell us?
Fingerprinting, mining and society, first aid, swimming, wood carving, and leather work.
Okay.
Good deal.
All right, fingerprinting. I've never seen that one or heard that one, Boy Scouting. What do you do with that one?
Well,
we did have a special guest come for that meeting. Do you remember the officer's name?
Mr. Freeze.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, he's a officer here with North Platte, and I know him.
Mm-hmm. And so they roll your fingerprint in ink, and then you press it down on the paper.
So just like we do it in law enforcement, right?
Right.
Very good. And then what happens to those fingerprints when they're done? Do they get cataloged for, like, missing children or what?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Very good. And that was opened up that you could, not only scouts could do it, you could get other people?
It was primarily for our troop.
It was our troop doing it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, you should give your troop number out.
We are Troop 293. Currently have 11 active participating scouts.
And very nice.
What's so cool about this, a lot of them have grown up together in their younger age, and they just had quite the experience this past weekend. Do you want to share with them a little bit what you guys got to do?
We went to the Klondike. It's a very snowy event sometimes and very cold.
And you camped out?
Right.
Very nice.
For 2 nights. We got there Friday, all day Saturday, and went home Sunday.
Was this out at your camp, Camp Whispering Springs? Okay. Yeah, there was still a little snow on the ground for that.
It's a bunch of competitions. Combined together, you get a score, and then you compete to win the overall. And then there's a penguin race at the end.
A what race?
A penguin race.
Penguin race. Okay.
We made homemade snowshoes and tied them together. And so we had to waddle across.
How many people fell?
About 20.
I'm sure that was a slip and slide for sure.
Uh-huh. Getting that coordinated up. Well, very good. Now, intend to continue on to your Eagle Scout?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Have you already thought of what your project's going to be?
I have not done
that
yet.
Well, it's not too early to start.
Right.
The most unique Eagle Scout project I've seen here since I've been involved with helping scouts was a young man that built artificial reef structures.
Wow.
To go in the area interstate lakes. And I thought it was unique because all the other scout programs and the Eagle Scout projects, you see them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something they did and people can see them and use them. In Caleb's case, you can't see them. They're underwater.
Underwater.
Unless you're scuba diving for them.
Yeah. Wow.
They work.
Thanks for sharing that. I was not aware.
Yeah. That was many years ago.
Wow.
Probably 10, 12 years ago. So what else you got, guys got coming up? Scout troop stuff.
So actually, this soup and pie dinner is a fundraiser. Looking ahead, the scouts will look forward to their summer camp out. So they are raising funds to help get to their next event. Do you remember where? I know it's Medicine Mountain.
Yes.
Do you know what location that's at?
It's in South Dakota.
Okay.
Right by Crazy Horse.
Oh, yeah. Black Hills. Nice. That'll be a really good spot.
Have you ever been up there and seen?
I have not yet.
It's worth the trip.
I agree.
Go up there many, many, many years ago. Won't say how long, but the guy that started the Crazy Horse Project, I got to meet him, Mr. Korczak.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And he was amazing, man. He was older than I am now, which, you know, is old.
40s, right? We're going to go with 40s.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say I almost remember the Ice Ages. But he was built, and he would hang all his tools in a, you know, on a, and climb.
Wow.
I mean, there were ropes and stuff, too.
Wow.
So, anyway, next time you guys have a Klondike, I still want to come out and teach you how to build snow caves and snow shelters.
That'd be great.
And if there's the right snow, we'll do igloos.
Wonderful. So. Yeah. I wanted just to share, too, being in the scout family.
Never dreamed I'd be a super cool scout mom, but I'm here killing it. Yep.
Yeah. That's a good share.
I really, truly appreciate Mr. Rick Windham. He's come a long way with our scouts ever since they were cubs, and now they're boy scouts. So thank you so much for helping all their outdoor skills and helping them with their advancements.
I have a ball doing that. I notice that most of the time when I'm out there cooking, he's one of the first guys in line.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, I would be too.
Anything else you got to add?
We're just looking forward to everyone coming along, join. There will be a silent auction, and come enjoy some delicious soup made by the scouts. They prepare it all and cook it all, bust the tables, serve the tables, and it's going to be a great time.
There was something you just said, it triggered a thought, and then I blew it. You know, it's the first stage of geezerdom. Oh, anyway, I hope you guys have a great turnout. Oh, costs. We didn't get costs.
Oh, great. So it's $7 for the adults, for the kids. Do you remember the perk about them coming through? And then it's all you can eat.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just
okay, Jack. When do you want to go?
Yeah, I was gonna say, pick me up. We'll be on our way.
So you get to try each soup if you like. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for stopping by, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hopefully to a successful 2024 year in the Scouts.
Oh, if we can give special thanks to Callie's Custom Pack, Gary Superfoods, Walmart, Highland Dairy, and Raisin Canes. They've all contributed to our soup and pie dinner to help put this on.
Fantastic.
For you guys.
Very good.
Well, yeah, you guys enjoy your weekend. Here's to a successful 2024 in the Scouts.
Great. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Absolutely.